Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Namai Haidamai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra to mark the spring equinox. The equinox, a time of equal darkness and light, a time to come to balance, a time to honour both being and doing, movement and stillness, and a time to pause as the season of transition guides us from hibernation into emergence. It's a time of pinkly perfect blossoms and howling gales, occasional hot days and sometimes frosty nights, sleety days and then magical raindrops on tulips. It's also a time of frantic nest building and watching my pea straw fly away in clutched claws to treetops. And then just as we start to relish this time of equal darkness and light, daylight savings comes along to throw a spanner in the works of our body rhythms. So you might consider this practice of Yoga Nidra to be a balm to soothe you through all the transitions over the next fortnight, a practice to help you welcome all the equinox gales, daylight savings jet lag, and to help restore all the cycles of our bodies. So preparing your Yoga Nidra nest today, maybe making sure that all your doors and windows won't bang in the wind, and then gathering all your blankets and pillows to weave yourself a comfy little nest where you can find shelter, maybe in a storm. Sometimes it even feels comfy just to sit upright and feel the support of a wall behind you. Or you might just like to take your time finding that perfect position where you can feel the support of the floor or the wall, the sofa or your bed. Can you feel the solidity of the support upon which you're resting today? Can you feel gravity pulling so gently down on all your bones and your muscles and just welcoming you into a place of rest? And having a little shuffle and a move around to feel really, really comfy. And knowing that at any time you need to, you're really welcome to move. Don't feel that you have to stay completely still. Listen to the wisdom of your body, your home. And then perhaps taking a moment to look around you and see where you are today. What is surrounding you? You might even choose to keep your eyes open and just have a soft gaze as you listen to this nidra practice. Or maybe you feel better off closing your eyes and letting your senses go deeper within. And then welcoming all that you can hear. Familiar sounds, unfamiliar sounds, pleasant sounds and not so pleasant sounds, sounds far away and sounds close by, and simply welcoming all the sounds into your practice, making this soundscape a unique experience today. And then settling in a little deeper and taking the time to just let your body arrive here in your nidra nest. Welcoming the weight of your skull and all the thoughts it contains. Feeling that full weight settling down into this place of support. And just noticing all the muscles that have been holding your head upright, holding it all together, and knowing that you now can just let it all go. You might want to wiggle your eyebrows a little bit up and down, helping to relax your scalp, and maybe letting your forehead unravel from any frowning or concentrating you've been doing. And then taking a big yawn and a sigh out, just to let there be some softening in your jaw and some space between your top row of teeth and your bottom row of teeth. And feeling that your tongue is free to just lie down on the floor of your mouth, just like perhaps you are resting on the floor in your home. And seeing how that feels to just let your head simply be. And then feeling your shoulders sliding down, all the way down and away from your ears, and allowing your arms to find a perfectly comfy place to rest. Maybe they're resting on your tummy. Maybe they're up to your side, and they might be curled up or spread apart. And maybe squeezing your hands into little fists with a count of three. Breathing in and tightening up your fists. One, two, three. And then sighing out and releasing your hands. Three and two and one. Feeling your shoulders and your upper arms just starting to let down into the support beneath you. Releasing down through your elbows and your forearms. And all the way down through your wrists and wherever your hands are resting. And even all your fingers and your thumbs all softening. Feeling the thumbs letting go, your index fingers softening, middle fingers softening, ring fingers softening, and your little fingers. And just seeing how that feels for the length of your arms, all the way from your shoulder sockets, all the way down to the very tips of your fingers. And then inviting your awareness to come all the way back up through your arms and between your shoulder blades. And letting the whole length of your spine feel greeted and held by the support beneath you. Held and supported by the floor beneath the support. Held and supported by the earth beneath. Held and supported by Papatūānuku. And letting your awareness just travel slowly down your spine, feeling the support between your shoulder blades and your middle back. Feeling that support beneath your lumbar region. Feeling that support holding you beneath your sacrum and lower back. Papatūānuku so gently cradling each and every vertebra of your spine. And then finally, your awareness arriving at your hips and your buttocks, and maybe just clenching and squeezing your buttocks for a count of one, two, three, and then releasing your buttocks, three and two. And one, and feeling all the muscles that surround your hips can slowly release down into the support of the earth beneath. And then releasing down through your thighs and your knees, your calves and your ankles, and all the way down through your heels and into your toes. And giving your toes a little scrunch. One, two, three, and then releasing your toes. Three and two and one, and softening all your toes, softening your big toes and your second toes, your third toes, your fourth toes, and your little toes, all softening. And then feeling your awareness perhaps moving up and over the tops of your feet and all the way through your ankles and your shins, swirling around your kneecaps and your thighs, and all the way through your pelvis, and perhaps softening your pelvis and your belly, releasing your solar plexus, and maybe just resting here for a moment at your solar plexus. And noticing the gentle movement of your ribs, right and left, as you breathe in and out. Gentle movement of your ribs. And then perhaps letting your awareness travel into the space of your heart center and welcoming all that you find here. All the physical sensations arising here in the space of your heart. Welcoming all your thoughts and welcoming all your feelings. And then softening your chest and perhaps feeling a sense of releasing down into the support of the earth, all the way down as you breathe out. A sense of releasing all that you've been holding. And welcoming your collarbones, a little dip in between your collarbones, and softening your throat. And perhaps welcoming the sensation of air moving around and through your nostrils. Can you feel that flow of air in and out through your nostrils? And maybe you notice the temperature of the air. Maybe it feels a little bit cooler as you breathe in, just a tiny fraction warmer as you breathe out. Listening to your breath, sensing the texture of your breath, the gentle movement of your breath expanding and releasing throughout your body. And here in this week of the spring equinox, letting your awareness take delight in the turning points of your breath. When does your inhalation tip over into being an exhalation? And when does your exhalation start to welcome a new breath cycle again? Taking the time to notice these times of transition, the inhale to exhale, and the exhale to inhale. A new breath arising and departing. And perhaps letting yourself just linger in these spaces between the breath. And in this week of the equinox, as the hours of darkness and light come to a perfect balance, can you feel that sense of balance and rhythm in your breath flowing in? And flowing in and out so effortlessly. And perhaps you wish to just stay here in this space of just simply watching your breath. Or you may like to illuminate your body with the increasing light of the springtime, inviting your attention to wander all the way up to the crown of your head. And feeling a warm beam of sunlight starting to travel down into the space between your eyebrows, welcoming and basking in this glow. And feeling that warm glow traveling all the way down through your face, all the way down through your throat, and just settling into a little pool of sunlight there in the dip between your collarbones. And the warmth of the spring light moving all the way across and through your right shoulder, and all the way down through your right elbow and wrist. And feeling the warmth of the sunlight toasting the very tips of your fingertips, your right thumb and first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Feeling the sunlight moving all the way back up through your arm, through your wrist and elbow and shoulder, and coming back to the little golden pool of sunlight there at the base of the throat. And feeling that warmth, that shaft of sunlight moving now across your left shoulder and all the way down through your left elbow and wrist. The warmth toasting the very tips of your thumb and your fingers. Left thumb, first finger, middle finger, Ring finger and little finger. And feeling the warmth rising all the way back through your wrist and your elbow and your shoulder. And coming back to that little pool of golden light at the base of your throat. And feeling the warmth of this increasing light, melting the bones in your chest. Feeling your sternum melting so you can feel the golden sunlight moving through your heart center, moving through the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest, coming back deep into your heart's core. And feeling that sense of melting all the way down through your belly, all the way down through your pelvis. Increasing light of the spring sunshine melting all the way down through your right hip, your right knee and ankle. And now toasting the very tips of your toes, your big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. The heat rising, the warmth rising all the way back through your ankle, your knee and your hip. And coming back to pause for a moment at your pubic bones. And then feeling the warmth of the sunlight moving all the way down through your left hip, your left knee, and your left ankle. Toasty little rays of sunlight on all the tips of your toes, your left big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Feeling the heat rising again, and the little shaft of sunlight moving up through your left leg into your ankle, your knee, and your hip. Coming back to your pubic bones, the warmth rising through your pelvis and your belly, moving all the way through your heart space and the little dip at the base of your throat. And all your awareness coming up into the space between your eyebrows, Vatumanawa, the seat of your inner vision. And you may wish to turn this attention inwards and feel down into the back of your body. Feeling the back of your body resting here so deeply in the shadow of the increasing light. Your body so deeply at rest, it may feel as if you are asleep. And the back of your body cherishing this opportunity to rest. And then feeling into all the points of awareness awakened upon the front of your body, all alive and alert and basking in the increasing light. And how does it feel to be here? In this time of balance, fully at rest and yet fully alert. And can you celebrate this experience of balance? And then perhaps letting that go. And the invitation is to bring your awareness all the way down, all the way down to the very tip of your right thumb. And feeling your attention just resting here in this thumb. And could you let that awareness spread from your right thumb into your index finger? And from your index finger into your middle finger. And from your middle finger all the way to your ring finger. And from your ring finger all the way to your little finger. And feeling the warmth of your awareness spread into your right wrist and all the way through your right forearm and into the crook of your elbow. And from the crook of your elbow and all the way up your upper arm and into your right shoulder. Awareness spreading from your right shoulder and all the way up through the right side of your neck and your jaw, and then breathing your awareness all the way up through your right nostril until you reach the space between your eyebrows. And maybe just breathing all the way down through your right nostril, and all the way down and out through your right arm and the very tips of your fingers. Awareness, inhaling all the way up through your right arm and shoulder, and all the way up through your right nostril and into the space between your eyebrows. And pausing here and taking a few effortless breaths here at Whatumanua, the space of your dreams and your visions. And then at your next exhalation, the invitation is to let this breath flow all the way down and out through your left nostril, your left arm, and inviting all your attention to settle in your left thumb. And feeling your attention just resting here in this thumb. And could you let that awareness spread from your left thumb into your index finger? And from your index finger into your middle finger. And from your middle finger all the way to your ring finger. And then from your ring finger all the way to your little finger. And then feeling the warmth of your awareness spreading all the way into your left wrist. And all the way through your left forearm and into the crook of your elbow. And from the crook of your elbow and all the way up your upper arm and into your left shoulder. Awareness spreading from your left shoulder and all the way up through the left side of your neck and jaw. And then breathing your awareness all the way up through your left nostril until you reach the space between your eyebrows. And then maybe just breathing all the way down and out through your left nostril and all the way down and out through your left arm and all the way out through the tips of your fingers. Awareness, inhaling all the way through your left arm and shoulder and all the way through your left nostril and all up into the space between your eyebrows. And pausing here. And taking a few effortless breaths here at Whatumanua, the space of your dreams and your visions. And just letting your breath continue to flow in and out so effortlessly. And you may choose to continue to breathe from one side of the body to the other. From the left side of the body all the way over to the right side of your body. And from the right side of your body all the way over to the left side of your body. Or perhaps just letting your awareness settle down into any space of your body that calls for the light of your awareness. And know that your whole body is welcomed into a space of deep rest and deep nourishment, and that you are welcomed into the realm of dreams and restoration. And knowing that this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete, and may you sleep deeply and awake in the morning, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated.